started there with girls basketball. It was a good start to the season. Last couple of games here, they're 2-0. The Lady Beavers are. They get two more games this week, and they'll play Thursday and Friday night once again as part of the Clarion Inn Roundball Classic. Tomorrow night it's the Coronado Lady Cougars, and then Friday night the Wichita Trinity Lady Knights for Scott City. We're talking here with a couple of three-point shooters here for Scott City. Yeah, first one to start off here is going to be senior Allie Patton. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, what got into you last night?
I don't know. I surprised myself.
Well, did you feel like that it was going to be your night after maybe the first shot and then even after the second shot?
I didn't think I was going to make much more than that, but they just kept going in.
Well, you can't go wrong with that. But 13 points last night. You tied a career high there. But, you know, it's game two of the season here, and that's got to be definitely a confidence booster for your shooting going forward.
It is.
And, you know, just last night you guys were able to pull away from Garden City there in the fourth quarter there. And talk about the environment. A little bit of a hostile environment. Was that kind of fun to be a part of?
Yeah, it was. The student section was annoying me, but it was still kind of fun because we were winning.
Well, it's always better when you're winning, right?
Yeah.
But what are some things that you've done here maybe this year that has really worked for you here the first couple of games that maybe weren't as good for you last year?
My shooting has got a lot better, and I still foul a lot, but I feel like it might be getting better.
Yeah. It's a little better there. You did get four fouls there last night, but, you know, it wasn't all too bad for you. But still, 2-0 on the year. You get a couple more games here and get a pretty athletic team coming up here tomorrow night.
Yep.
You play 6A Garden City, and then you're going to play another big school tomorrow night. And what's maybe different? What's different do you think you'll see tomorrow night?
Well, they have bigger, taller girls, so we'll have to cover inside more than the outside, I feel like.
All right. It should be a fun week. And what would you like to accomplish this year?
Not fouling out any game.
All right. Well, that's a good goal. You're 2-for-2 this
year,
Allie. You're doing good. You're off to a good start. Well, congratulations on a great performance there last night for you, and good luck to you coming up here, Allie.
Thank you.
Senior Allie Patton joining us here, and we hand it off to another senior who's started out the season pretty good shooting from around the perimeter there, and Tori Ford. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, last night, I know you didn't score, but the game before you hit a couple of threes there, and you had said something to me like you were like, I'm not shooting very well in practice. I think it was before the junior varsity game you said that, and then you go in, the varsity put in a couple threes. Well, you were just saving that good energy there for the varsity, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Well, it's been a fun start to the season. What's been probably the most enjoyable part so far through your two games?
Oh, definitely the bench, you know. No matter what, we only have five girls on the bench, but all of us are excited every play. Every time something happens, we're there to congratulate our teammates and tell them that they did a good job. Or whenever something happens and it didn't go very well, we're there to tell them, like, next one, you got it, next one. So,
well, you've had a little bit more of an increased role here so far this year. Have you been able to maybe embrace that role and take advantage of that opportunity?
Definitely just going head on at everything, just to try as hard as I can no matter what happens. And my job may not be offense and it may not be defense, but definitely getting the boards is something that I try to do.
Yeah, playing on the road last night, was it kind of fun playing in front of that with that student section kind of right? And you had the band of Garden City's right to your left near your bench there on your side, and then across the way from you guys, they had the student section. Is that kind of a fun environment to be a part of?
Yeah, it brings it back from before COVID, and last year was difficult because we had no momentum ever. So it was nice to hear the student section, even if they were not on our side, but that's all right. It was nice.
It's all right. I can't wait for ours again tomorrow night,
right? I'm excited.
Yeah, no. What are some goals that you have in mind here, maybe individual team-wise here this year?
Just get more boards, you know, just put a body on somebody, get rebounds, box somebody out, play good defense, not foul.
Yeah, be the Windex person, right?
Right.
Yeah, clean those boards.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is Senior Tori Ford joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, and
thanks,
keep
Adam.
Up the good work. Senior Tori Ford joining us here, and now we get Assistant Coach Hunter Hope here. He's going to join us here tonight on the show. And, Coach, how are you doing this evening?
Great, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Last night, I thought that was a good win for you guys against Garden City. And, yes, I know that it was their third game of the year, and, yes, they lost some of their top two key players during the game, so forth. But I thought the consistency was there for you guys last night.
Yeah, I mean, all the girls contributed last night in one way or another. Like Tori said, she's in there getting some boards, you know, and everybody contributed when they got in. And Brooke and Ella really had a great game, rebounding down low. And I mean, everybody knows Brooke had a great offensive game as well. And you know, she really attacked the basket, and that was part of the reason. You know, we got some of their girls in foul trouble is our girls were really attacking the basket. And forcing some of those looks and getting them in foul trouble. So
you mentioned something about, you know, Brooke there. She was really a totally different player from the last three quarters to the first three quarters. What was maybe said after that first quarter? Or was there anything said?
I don't know. I don't know if just switch flipped or something, but she really turned it on. Like you said, she missed a couple of those layups there earlier off their screens, and I don't know if the girls picked her up or what, but yeah, like you said, she really turned it on there those last three quarters.
It was pretty exciting. It was, you had a lot of contribution from everybody. You know, I know Amber had a little bit of foul trouble early on there in that second quarter, especially, and Allie too, and she got off to the hot start scoring there. But you know, there was a lot of consistency. A lot of different players do a lot of different things. You know, Ella had a couple of good blocks there. Brooke had a couple of good blocks there, and then you have Mallory just diving all over the place for those loose balls, winning those 50-50 battles there. And that's just all part of the team concept there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like I said, every girl contributes. And, yeah, Mallory tends to sacrifice her body for a loose ball about every time. She's always on the floor every game. And it was a physical game last night, and the girls really stepped up and were physical right back. And they did a great job. And like you said, everybody contributed, rebounds, assists, steals, you know, playing good defense and just being really solid. And when those, you know, Amber and Allie got in a little bit of foul trouble, and, you know, the other girls really stepped up and took that role on and contributed.
It's Coach Hunter Hope joining us here tonight. But tomorrow night and Friday night, a couple more home games for you guys this week. And starts off with Coronado. They may be 1-2 or whatever the record is, but just kind of looking at their scores, looks like they've been not shy of putting up some points on the board.
Yeah, it looks like they're, you know, they really like to get out and push the ball from what we've seen. Pretty athletic team. They're pretty long. You know, they've got some size, and they really like to run the floor and yeah, push the ball and put some points up. Haven't got a great look at them, but from, yeah, like you said, scores and the stats and things that we've seen, they like to push the ball and in transition and really get it out. And they'll shoot the ball too. You know, they got a lot of girls that contribute as well, so.
Well, tomorrow and Friday there with Coronado and then Wichita Trinity. Just the size from Coronado tomorrow. Is this maybe the right time to see that here compared to what you guys have for size wise around the post?
Oh yeah, it'll be a good look for our girls. There's definitely be some of those matchups in the league coming up, and it'll be nice to get a look at that early. And I think our girls are definitely up to the challenge, though. You know, they played really hard last night. And they've played really well so far. You know, all the girls have. And, you know, we got some shorter girls, but sometimes the size of the fight and the dog's a little bit bigger, and our girls got a lot of fight.
Oh, they do for sure. Coach Hunter Hope joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. Lady Beavers host Coronado tomorrow night. Then they play Wichita Trinity on Friday. And thanks again, Coach, for joining us here tonight. And good luck to you guys coming up here tomorrow and Friday.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.